After huge traffic jams at the border and millions of dollars in spoiled produce, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Friday he would end his controversial truck inspection policy. Abbott first introduced extra inspections for commercial trucks entering the U.S. from Mexico as a response to the Biden administration lifting Title 42. That's a policy that kept migrants out of the country during the pandemic. Here's the governor on Friday.
Now listen, understand the concern that businesses have about trying to move products across the bridge. But I also know the anger that Texans face and have that's caused by Joe Biden not securing the border.
For more on this, we're joined by Julian Aguilar, a reporter with the Texas Newsroom. Hi there.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
So what has happened at the border since Governor Abbott ended these inspections? Is traffic back to normal?
Traffic has resumed back to normal because the Texas Department of Public Safety has, as you just played, backed off on their vehicle inspections that were implemented, even though these commercial trucks already go through inspections at ports of entry by federal customs agent, customs and border protection officials at the import lots. So it was pretty chaotic, to say the least. I mean, some reports of wait times exceeding 12, 14, even 20 hours at some ports. And like you said in your introduction, that there was a, you know, millions in wasted produce. But it wasn't just produce. I mean, it was just the U.S.-Mexico trade dynamic is so sort of complicated. And it's, of course, produce is the big thing, but there's also, you know, parts for vehicles and computer parts and, you know, all sorts of things that you can imagine going back and forth between these ports.
So help us understand the full impact on trade here. Do we even know at this point how much these delays cost?
Well, according to Ray Perryman, who's an economist that's based in Waco, and he's been cited by, you know, libertarians, Democrats, Republicans, he's a pretty solid source in, as far as Texas numbers, citing previous border slowdowns after the pandemic began, he estimated there was about a $407 million loss per day due to the slowdown. And the city of FAR, which is a small city in the Rio Grande Valley, but a major hub for produce and other goods that come into that trade, they estimated that the total economic impact to the region there was about $1 billion. You know, there was a lot of talk over Easter weekend if folks were not going to be able to get their avocados, their limes, a lot of other produce that's imported from Mexico. There were some shortages, but as far as the long-term repercussions, they, you know, economists say that this could be felt for, you know, at least another couple days, if not weeks. But the thing that I think is lingering is that Governor Abbott said, look, if I see that numbers are increasing again, he might, you know, do a similar tactic or maybe the same one just to send a message that more needs to be done. So I think even though this was lifted on Friday, I think some folks are kind of looking forward to see exactly what the governor, what else the governor might be able to do or is going to do.
We only have less than 30 seconds here, but what about the criticism that this was all because Abbott is up for re-election in November?
I think it's fair. You know, the Mexican governors that he met with said, you know, we've been doing the security measures anyway. His Governor Abbott's opponent, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, said, look, the governor pretty much forced these governors to say, hey, this is what we're doing, because obviously this hurt the Mexican economy too. So there's been a lot of talk about that, and we'll see how this plays forward going into the next few months.
Julian Aguilar is a reporter with the Texas Newsroom. Thanks so much.
Thank you.